A lot of people came to know you after you went on stage immediately after a serious cancer diagnosis. You talked about really exactly what was going on in your head. Then in 2015, in your HBO special, Boyish Girl Interrupted, you took off your shirt to show your double mastectomy scars. Your most recent Netflix special is really focused on your life now. It's focused on your marriage, your twin sons, but it is called Happy to Be Here. And that does seem to hint that your cancer diagnosis changed your perspective in a pretty permanent way.
Yeah, pretty soon after, I was in such denial about what I was going through that I was trying to appear okay, and I was trying to be okay, I think, sooner than I actually was. Initially, I would tell people that, no, I think I'm the same person as I've always been, but I certainly have had a change in perspective, and it's my ability and need to acknowledge daily how lucky I am to be here on this planet and to have found the life that I have found. And yeah, it's a whole new world for me.
You and your wife and writing partner, Stephanie, sold the screenplay First Ladies to Netflix. It's about the first female president of the United States, and you star as the first lady.
Yeah, it actually came from a personal level when I first got together with Stephanie. She's really into politics. I was saying, oh, you should get involved in local politics, and then maybe you could run for mayor or something. And then I had a moment where I was like, oh my gosh, I would be the first lady. And then it escalated to, oh, what if you ran for president? And then the joke got funnier and funnier as the offices, you know, increased in stature. And me becoming the first lady in all those different scenarios. And then I just mentioned one day, maybe this would actually be a funny movie.
You're in Aspen as a part of the Aspen Laugh Festival. Are there kind of cliches about audiences in Aspen or about Aspen itself that you're thinking about ahead of this performance?
I mean, I've performed in Aspen. One of my first, most popular early jokes called No Moleste was filmed at the Wheeler Opera House years ago. And I had a great time. And I used to live in Colorado, but I haven't performed in Aspen enough to really know what to expect. I keep a pretty open mind before shows.
Tig Notaro, thanks so much for taking the time to talk today.
Yeah, thanks for you taking the time.
No problem.